Hi, my name is Satara Young. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, not at all. I have a question about I have a cosmetology question.
Cosmetology?
Yes. But they transferred me to you, so hopefully you can answer it.
I don't think so. Not for cosmetology.
Let me give you an answer. I said cosmetology. Okay, so after April 9th, my understanding is that Governor Ivey is going to lift the mask mandate. And the Alabama Public Health has put out guidelines for close contact businesses that kind of mirror whatever Governor Ivey does. And I own a salon in Alabama. I was just wondering what the Alabama Public Health Department's going to be dictating for close contact salons after April 9th. Are you guys going to change your guidelines? That's the question. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, yes.
All right. Any new information has been presented to us on any policy changes? Typically, it goes by whatever information the government and the CDC actually puts out, and then it's usually hand in hand with that. So, if that's the information that's coming out, then more than likely that's what it's going to be. I can try to see if I can find something on that specifically. If you would, give me one moment.
That would be great.
We'll place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right with you.
Okay.
She's very intimidating. Okay, stop you right there. We need to have a conversation. I understand. I'm sorry that you're not going to like it. too, I think.
All right, ma'am.
Yes, hi.
All right, well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right, so I've been looking, and the only thing I could find, I've looked for the health guidance for reopenings, and it didn't give anything in particular outside of that was going to start being risk categories. It's going to be between low, moderate, high, and very high. And it was basically going to be four different companies that you can see before you go in. But as far as the guidelines, as far as what you should do while you're in, it doesn't provide that information.
It does not provide anything.
Not that I can see at this moment. Because this is an ever-updating situation, it is possible that more information can come out very soon. But at this moment, I don't see it.
Well, that just does not help me at all now, does it? Okay. And do you anticipate, so when it, let me ask you one final question. Does the guidelines from the public health, do you guys create them, or does Governor Ivey create them? When we see the Alabama public health guidelines, does it come straight from you, or does Governor Ivey tell you what to do? Just so I understand how it comes. Or do you not know that information?
Not specifically. I know from what I'm aware of, I believe those decisions are made in conjunction with the CDC as well as the governor to determine what the best course of action is, but it's usually all on one accord.
You just all kind of do it together. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Okay. Well, and then I'll just try to be a little bit more patient. Okay. Okay. It's just trying to get my business back together. All right. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Definitely understand. All right. I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites at adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're more than welcome. Bye.